Right, back with Peter. Peter, tracts of interest, perhaps of some unusual nature.
Well, there's quite a number of them, but there's the opening tract that we used for the Brisbane quadrilles, and that is an old quadrille that was found in an 1884 book from a dancing school, Ithaca Dancing School in Brisbane. And so we made up the music for that particular quadrille based on Queensland tunes or folk tunes.
Right.
But the opening one we used, it was a 24 bar figure in 4/4 time. So we actually used the Butterham Waltzing Matilda, the folk version, which is right. Only 8 bars. And then we used the McPherson's version of Waltzing, the original Waltzing yeah. Matilda as best we could. So we combined the two together and that made up the 24 bars and 4/4. Or 48 bars in the right. 2/4 equivalent. And we put with that another Queensland tune, which is collected by Mark and Maria Schuster from around Toowoomba. And I just can't think of the name of that just offhand, but it'll be on the jacket there. When you play it, you could mention it.
Yep, sure.
So that is one. Now, there was another one that Shirley Andrews got out of an old book, and it's called the Hussars Quadrille. And it's... they use gavottes.
Right.
Of course, we haven't really got gavottes in the folk tradition, so we had to sort of search around in old music. But she said when she was a little girl in the 1920s, she remembered dancing. She gave the words of the tune, dressed in a white brocade and so on, and I found out that tune was to a miniature. She said, I danced a gavotte to that, and I said, well, we'll use that. When I got the tune, it was a minuet, which is in 3/4, so... I turned around and converted it into gavotte time, and it came out really, really good. So that would be an interesting one, I think, to have a listen to.
Right.
You know, in the gavottes.
Yep. Did you put these? So you put some of the tracks, the music together yourself, assembled
yes.
it yourself,
yes.
like almost written it yourself, I guess, or modified it.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, basically, I go down to one finger on a piano if I have to, and nut it out and right. work it out, or I get my squeeze box. Because even if they're off-written music, it's not the way we play them. You
right.
know, the old bush
yeah.
musicians don't play.
Yeah.
The timing is different. And so I had to go through and sort of work out, oh, yeah, that's a dotted note, or your hold is a bit longer or a bit shorter. And, well, you can't play that note on a squeeze box. It must be this one.
Right. yeah.
The tunes get altered because of the instruments. But that's certainly what I did with that particular gavotte tune.
Any others?
Yes, there are. On the previous CD, we played the Royal Irish, and that really took some playing. And Daisy Sutton in the Wedderburn Old Timer, she had a tune that she learnt when she was learning violin. She learnt in a de-licensed hotel in Wedderburn. She had to travel in from Wheeler, and it was an Irishman that taught her. And this tune... was called the Irish Lilt, and I found it in Kerr's music. But and although Daisy was a bush musician, she had to actually mentally think of the written notes when she played. She didn't use music, but she told me she used the picture
right,
the music.
Right.
I suppose it gave her a bit of an idea of the run of
yeah,
the dots.
Yeah.
So we played that Irish Lilt and we dedicated it to her. And the following figure is a very old tune called Paddy Will You Now, and I've tried through the Billy Moran and so on to find out if the Irish still know that tune or play it. I haven't had any luck there, but that tune was used by the famous composer Julien in the original Royal Irish of 1849. So we used that tune, and that took a bit of playing on squeeze boxes, but it came up really good.
Right.
And we have got a sort of a folk connection with it through an old recording that Keith Clipple has of his father Con and Charlie Ordish, and they're all of a sudden they break into that tune, Paddy Will You Now, and they just sing a little bit, Paddy Will You Now, Paddy Will You Now, take me while I'm ready, that's just now.
Right, yeah, amazing.
I actually used that for the intro, it's 6 bars, but I thought it was too good a little ditty to miss out on.
To let it pass by, yeah.
So yes, they're two other interesting tracks. Most, yeah. All of the tracks are interesting.
Yeah.
There's also one at the end of that CD where the four bands play together.
Yeah, the four bands, which I'm going to squeeze into the program somewhere along the line, because I'm a big fan of bush band style music. I'm familiar with your band, Emu Creek, as I've played tracks from Emu Creek on the program already. The archive tracks, you've gone back and dug up a few tracks from blasts from the past, you might say.
Yes, some very interesting archival tracks. The quality, of course, isn't quite as good because they're often of old cassette recordings of 30 years ago. We also used a couple of the Wedderburn Old Timers original little 45.
Right.
That's on the very first CD. You'll find those there. Lance, they're actually playing live in the Mechanics Institute Hall, and that was for the Lancers.
Yeah, I should mention at this time that this is the third of the series of CDs of Quadrille Mania, and each is actually a double CD set.
That's right.
So there's
been nearly the full 74 minutes too on each one.
Yeah. There's been a hell of a lot of work and material collected there.
There has. The first double CD that we put out, there were 96 different tunes, and the second double, and the recent one, the third double, they're both about the same. There's about 86 different tunes again to the first one, and the same on this recent one, another roughly 86 different tunes.
There's a lot of information here, which I feel we're only just touching on today. The more I talk to you, the more excited I'm getting about the whole project, actually. I had no idea just how much work and how much research had gone
into it. There's some other archival tracks on this recent one. It's moved into more the era of the 50s and 60s, where the bands in the country were more saxophone, trombone and so on.
Right.
And they're playing naturally the popular tunes, but there is one there of a very good sax player, and they're playing for the Alberts, and the call is being echoed. And on the very last one is an opening and closing track of a band at Ballarat. This is back in the early 1980s. Playing for the Alberts, and they're using all nursery rhymes.
Oh, I'm looking forward to getting home and playing this.
That's terrific.
I haven't heard these CDs yet, and I can see I'm going to be up all night.
Well, yeah, and the opening track on CD5 is a compilation of three archival snippets we've got from Nareal.
Right.
One from 1962.
Right.
And the old MC, you'll hear him say it on, okay, we got a lot of people here wanting to dance. Now, all you kids get right off the floor, and all of you people not dancing, get your backs right to the wall. Give them as much chance as they can. Some of them have got heavy boots on. you'll hear all of that.
This is the Nareal Hall, isn't it?
That's Nareal.
That's, I've been there. I've attempted to dance there. I'm not the dance person Peter is, but I do occasionally trip the light fantastic. Styles of tunes. I guess there's heaps of styles of tunes around too, is there?
Well, yes. And of course, there's also the time signatures.
Right. You know,
most of what we call set tunes, which are tunes used for the sets or the quadrilles, are in 2/4 or 6/8.
Right.
Now, occasionally, there might be a more a barn dancy type one. And then you've got some figures that are in waltz time, so naturally they're, you know, waltz tunes. And then there's a version of the Alberts that's got a little bit of polka mazurka in it. So that's waltz time, but it's got bounce in it. And you have to play it a bit differently to get that bounce.
Yes.
And you'll hear that on this in that archival track in particular, with the nursery rhyme one.
Right. We might take a break here, Peter, and come back and tie it all up and play another tune.
You've got plenty there.
I've got heaps to go on. Thanks, Peter. We'll have a little break.